As music spills from a speaker, the group of women is still putting the final touches on this get-together. The event was supposed to have started an hour ago, but it's running on what the women affectionately call refugee time. Before Somali food is passed out and traditional dances performed, 13-year-old Rochester-born Asli Youssef recalls hearing her mother, Sara Ibrahim, talk of celebrating International Women's Day in a refugee camp in Mogadishu.
Like back where she came from, like she'll have like lots of food and celebration and dancing, like traditional food and traditional clothing women would wear. And it's just a whole bunch of women gathered to just celebrate this day.
In Rochester for the last 15 years, Ibrahim relishes the chance to merge those memories with her new life in the city.
I'm so proud to be part of them. You know, it's really remind me a lot of things. It's, you know, to me, it's a lot of things. To remember back home, get together my family, my friends. And I have another, you know, this is my home here, and I have like a lot of family too. Yes, I'm so glad to be with.
With origins in a 1908 march for better conditions for New York City garment workers, International Women's Day is an important symbol of the global struggle for women's equality and is observed more widely outside the U.S. The event in Rochester started 3 years ago after refugee women said they missed the celebrations they used to mark the day back home. Now is a chance for Rochester women from all backgrounds to come together, says Pilipa Asara Carroll, a volunteer with both organizations.
It makes Rochester feel like a less anonymous place.
That's a sentiment Sara Ibrahim readily shares.
It's really amazing. It is Rochester's second home right now, and we're a big family.
Many countries have made a lot of advances, but many countries have not made those advances, and it's a way to bring everybody together to celebrate this and to think about this.
Women from refugee backgrounds face a unique set of struggles, according to Dr. Louise Bennett, acting program director of Refugees Helping Refugees.
It's a recognition of the place of women in all the problems that they have had coming to the United States, the loss of their country, the loss of their culture, having to live in 20 years in refugee camps sometimes, and the role of women in keeping the family together, keeping the children alive, and bringing the whole unit for resettlement.
Sadia Omar, Vice President of Refugees Helping Refugees, appreciates the chance to recognize how far she and the other women have come.
It means so special to us to know that women are special. It's not that the way we were raised, not to raise our voice as a little girl. But here we have the freedom to raise our voice, and God bless America.
For WXXI News, I'm Danielle Price.